Today we're building a dark, layer drum bus in Ableton Live 12 for that 90s-inspired jungle and old-school DNB energy. Beginner-friendly, but still proper vibe. The goal is not just to make the drums louder. We want them to feel like a record, gritty and tense and alive, with enough punch to drive the tune and enough space left over for the bass line. In drum and bass, the drum bus is a huge part of the identity of the track. It helps define how the drop feels, how the groove locks with the bass, and how the whole thing moves when you're mixing it with other tunes. For jungle and darker old-school styles, the drums should feel tight but raw, layered but not muddy, dark and punchy and a little unstable, and full of those ghost note details that make the groove feel human. We're going to use Ableton stock devices only, and we're going to keep the workflow practical. You'll build a main break layer, a kick layer, a snare layer, a few subtle percussion details, and then a drum bus chain that adds glue, grit, and darkness without destroying the groove. First, open a new live set and set up your drum group like a DNB writer, not just a beat maker. Create separate tracks for your main break, kick layer, snare layer, and any perk or ghost hits. If you have a sample pack, drag in one classic breakbeat loop and place it on the main break track. Pick a break that already has movement in it. That's important. In jungle, the character often comes from the break itself, so we're not trying to program every tiny detail from scratch. We're shaping something that already feels alive. For the first idea, keep it simple. Loop two bars. Put the break on the grid first. Don't over-edit yet. Just get the core rhythm happening. In old-school style DNB, the break is often the character layer, and then you reinforce it with kick and snare. Now double-click the break clip and open clip view. Turn warp on if needed, and start with beats mode. That's usually the safest choice for drums because it keeps the transients clean. If you see transient settings, keep them short or mid, and preserve transients. Leave transpose at zero unless you actually want to pitch the break. Now we can shape the vibe a little. If a section of the break is too busy or too bright, cut that out. If the loop feels too robotic, nudge a few hits slightly off-grid. If you want even more classic jungle energy, you can slice the break to a new MIDI track and rearrange the slices in a drum rack. Keep this beginner simple. Maybe duplicate a strong snare slice, add a ghost hit right before a main snare, and leave the rest mostly intact. Tiny edits like that go a long way. They create swing, tension, and that feeling that a human performed the groove. Next, let's layer a kick underneath the break for impact without killing the movement. Add a separate kick sample on its own track. In old-school DNB, the kick is often not huge and modern-sounding. It's more about thump, placement, and attitude. Choose a short punchy kick, tune it roughly to the key of the track if you can, and keep it short enough that it doesn't blur into the snare. On the kick track, add EQ 8, high pass only if needed, somewhere around 25 to 30 Hz, just to clean out unnecessary rumble. If it sounds boxy, cut a little around 180 to 300 Hz. If you need more click, add a tiny boost around 2 to 4 kHz, but do that carefully. The kick should support the groove, not take over the whole low end. In a lot of DNB, the kick is felt more than heard, and that leaves room for the bass later. Now build the snare layer so it feels rude, but not brittle. Add a snare sample on the backbeat, or layer it under the break where the main snare already lands. In darker jungle and old-school DNB, the snare usually has a sharp crack, but it should still feel a bit dirty and human. Place the main snare on beats 2 and 4, then lower the volume until it supports the break instead of sitting on top of it. If the snare lacks presence, you can add a second layer, like a rim or a noise layer, but only if it actually helps. Put drum bus on the snare track or on the group and try a little drive, maybe somewhere around 5 to 15%, and a bit of transient, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. Keep boom very low or off for now. If the snare feels too clean, add saturator after it with a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. If it gets harsh, use EQ 8 and gently cut around 5 to 8 kHz. The snare needs to cut, but not stab the ears. Now it's time to turn this into a real drum bus. Select your drum tracks and group them together into one drum group. This is where the kit starts to feel like one instrument instead of separate samples. On the drum group, build a simple chain with EQ 8, glue compressor, saturator, and drum bus. Start gentle. We're gluing, not crushing. For EQ 8, high pass around 20 to 30 Hz to clean out sub-rumble, and if the whole group sounds muddy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. On glue compressor, try a ratio of 2 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to make the drums feel like one unit without flattening the life out of them. Then add saturator with a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and soft clip on. After that, use drum bus with a bit of transient, maybe plus 5 to plus 15, and drive around 5 to 10%. Keep checking the balance as you go. If the drums lose punch, back off the compression. If they sound flat, reduce the saturation. If the low end gets messy, take some low mids out with EQ. Now let's add controlled grit for that old school darkness. This is where you get the grime without turning the whole kit into mush. You can use saturator on the drum group with maybe 3 to 6 dB of drive and soft clip on. Or use drum bus with a little more drive and just a subtle amount of boom, if any. Another option is redux on a return track or a parallel bus, with light bit reduction or downsampling. Keep it subtle and blend it quietly. If you go parallel, start with a low send level, somewhere around minus 20 to minus 12 dB, and bring it up until the drums feel dirtier, not obviously processed. That kind of texture really helps the jungle vibe, because so much of the classic feel comes from imperfect, worn-in sound. It should feel a little cracked, a little tape-like, a little unstable in a good way. Before you add more effects, tighten the groove with timing and velocity. This is one of the most important beginner lessons in drum and bass. Open the MIDI for any programmed parts, and vary the velocity of your ghost notes so they sit lower than the main hits. Keep the main snare consistent. Use lower velocities for ghost notes, maybe around 20 to 60% of the main hit strength. Nudge a few percussion hits a little early or late if the loop feels stiff. You can also add subtle swing through the groove pool if the pattern needs a bit more motion, but don't overdo it. Too much swing can make DNB lose its drive. If the rhythm feels flat, fix the rhythm first. That's the big one. Before reaching for more plugins, try changing one note's timing, velocity, or length. In drum and bass, those micro edits often make the biggest difference. Now let's write a simple 8-bar drum arrangement so it feels like a proper section, not just a loop. Bars 1 and 2 can be the main groove with no extra fills. In bar 3, add a small kick variation or a ghost snare. In bar 4, remove one percussion hit to create space. Bars 5 and 6 bring the full groove back. Bar 7 can have a tiny fill or snare drag. Bar 8 should leave space for a bass phrase or a transition. This kind of arrangement helps the listener feel motion without getting lost. You can automate a little drum bus drive in the last two bars to create lift, or send one snare hit to a reverb for a transition moment. You could also automate a filter or EQ on the drum group for a short tension build. Keep it subtle. The point is not to overannounce every change. It's to make the groove feel like it's evolving. Now make sure the drums are leaving room for the bass line. That's huge in DNB. If the drums are too wide, too long, or too bass heavy, the sub and res will lose definition. On the drum group, keep the deepest sub range clean with EQ8. Avoid using too much boom in drum bus if the bass line already owns the low end. If the bass is dense, reduce some low mids around 200 to 350 Hz. And if you can, check the drums in mono or with a narrower width setting using utility. Kick and snare should stay centered. Width is safer on hats, atmosphere, and effects. A good DNB drum bus feels like the drums and bass are talking to each other. The drums hit cleanly on the backbeat, the bass answers in the gaps, and ghost notes fill the spaces between. That call and response feeling is a big part of classic jungle and old school movement. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the drum bus too loud too early. Build punch with balance, not just gain. Don't overprocess the break until it stops sounding like a break. Keep it recognizable. Don't let the low end get out of control. High pass lightly and cut mod if you need to. Don't let the snare get harsh or metallic. Back off the highs or the saturation if that happens. And don't compress so hard that the groove dies. Light glue is the move. Here's a really useful habit. Work at low volume sometimes. Dark drums can trick your ears into thinking they need more low end than they actually do. Quiet monitoring helps you hear whether the kick and snare are really doing their job. Also, compare your loop constantly with a reference track. Pay attention to how much space the classic tune leaves in the low mids, not just how loud it sounds. If you want to push this further, try creating two versions of the drum bus. Make one a little cleaner and one a little dirtier, then alternate them between sections. Even tiny changes in saturation or transient punch can make the drop feel like it's evolving. You can also contrast bar 1 and bar 4, keeping the first half more open and making the second half busier with ghost hits or a small fill. One special snare hit with extra reverb or delay can also become an ear catcher without changing the whole groove. You could even do a subtle lo-fi layer, like a filtered noise burst or a quiet vinyl-style texture, just enough to suggest age and tension. Keep it low, though. It should read as character, not distraction. For a quick practice exercise, try this. Load one breakbeat loop into Ableton. Layer one kick and one snare underneath it. Group all the drum tracks and add EQ8, glue compressor and saturator on the group. Set the compressor for light glue only. Add 2 to 4 ghost hits or tiny percussion notes. Make an 8-bar loop with one small variation every 2 bars. Then solo the drums and hear them with a simple sub-bass note. Ask yourself, does the snare hit with authority? Does the break still feel alive? Is there enough space for a bass line? And does the loop feel darker by bar 8 than bar 1?